WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump making the announcement that the U.S. will soon be implementing 25% tariffs on all steel and aluminum imports and that Mexico and Canada will not be exempt. On his way to the Super Bowl yesterday, the president also said he is serious about making Canada the 51st state and that pennies will soon become obsolete.
President Trump says he directed the Treasury to stop minting new pennies, calling the coin wasteful, as he focuses on cutting costs, targeting entire agencies and the federal workforce. Trump posting, "Let's rip the waste out of our great nation's budget, even if it's a penny at a time."
ABC's Perry Russum. Donald Trump becoming the first sitting president to go to the Super Bowl. Philadelphia planning a parade through the city to celebrate the Eagles' win over the Chiefs. Respiratory illnesses are circulating at very high rates across the country. More than 30% of all tests for the flu at doctors' offices nationwide are coming back positive, almost double the peak from last season. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Department of Workforce Development has about $1 million in expanded Wisconsin Fast Forward funding available to Wisconsin school districts to help train students for future careers in advanced manufacturing and construction, filling critical workforce needs. Grant amounts will range from $5,000 to $100,000 and will be available for school districts that demonstrate a need for funding to prepare students to strengthen Wisconsin's future skilled workforce. Technical education equipment training grants reimburse school districts for the cost of buying and installing technical education equipment used for vocational training and technical education in advanced manufacturing and construction fields. Funds also cover the cost for equipment operation, software, and instructional materials. Find additional information or download an application on the Wisconsin Fast Forward program website. Applications must be emailed by 3 o'clock Tuesday afternoon, February 18th. Direct primary care is an increasingly popular health care option. Patients at these clinics pay a fee of roughly $50 to $100 a month and get easier, direct access to their doctor for routine care as often as they want for no extra cost. Experts say it may become more common under health policy changes that President Donald Trump's administration is expected to pursue. But public health experts caution not to think of direct primary care as a replacement for insurance because the monthly fee covers nothing beyond visits. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
The Eagles win the Super Bowl. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in New Orleans, where the Eagles beat the Chiefs 40-22. Linebacker Zach Bond from Brown Deer, Wisconsin, and former Badger intercepted a pass just before the half that set up another Eagles touchdown.
When I'm relaxing with my family in Wisconsin, I'm going to think about where I came from, what I did, and where I'm going.
The Chiefs denied the chance to be the first team to win three Super Bowls in a row, quarterback Patrick Mahomes.
I can't turn the ball over early in the game when it's not going our way, and I'll have to learn from that and try to be better the next opportunity that I hopefully get.
NBA, the Bucks with a win at home, 135-127 over the 76ers. Damian Lillard with a season-high 43 points.
I think I hit my first two threes, so, you know, obviously that's a good sign. You know, you hit those couple threes, it feel good. You see the ball go in early. The ball was moving. It was just a good flow to the game, so I felt good because of the flow of the game.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it is 7.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out. The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Maggie Dawn.
Do you know that Donald Trump's draconian policies are hurting children right here in Wisconsin? Dane County's Head Start program experiences outages. We discuss at 3 o'clock.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You can text us at that same number. And as promised, I am joined by Mr. Matt King, CEO of Hunger Task Force. Good morning to you, sir. How are you doing?
Hey, good morning, Earl. Thanks for having me. I'm doing a lot better now that I got a little Stevie Wonder in. Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I have a great relationship with the Hunger Task Force going back many, many years. I forgot this former CEO's.
Yeah,
how many? Huh?
Yeah.
Her name.
Yeah, Sherry Tussler.
Sherry Tussler. So Sherry Tussler, and at a different time in my life, and when she was, you know, really starting to build, she did a tremendous job with Hunger Task Force and committed her life to it. And if you look at it now, it's amazing what one person's vision can really, it becomes a reality. And that's kind of what Hunger Task Force is today. 50 years, right?
Yeah, 50 years. Hunger Task Force was founded in 1974. It was actually founded by a group of local teachers, concerned citizens, parents in particular, who really got together and started organizing around the issue of the lack of school meals in the city of Milwaukee. And they were seeing the effects, of hunger and malnutrition on, in particular, kids' ability to learn and to thrive and be successful. And so they got together and organized the first school breakfast programs in Milwaukee. And so that history goes back 50 years. But as you said, Sherry, for 27 of those years, up until last year, was the head of it. And to your point, I mean, seeing what one person's dedication and then multiplied by the support of the community can really do.
You know, I have, when you guys first moved to where you are now and where you were before, and just seeing the massive size of the facility that you're at now really is, I don't know if I can say it's a testament or testimony, or if it really is a condemnation that the wealthiest nation on earth has to have what the Hunger Task Force is doing. That, let's talk a little bit about what the Hunger Task Force does first, sir.
Yeah, so Hunger Task Force, in addition to that focus on childhood hunger that I mentioned, we also operate a network of food pantries, meal sites, and shelters across the city of Milwaukee. We have a statewide association of now over 200 organizations that are all in the work of hunger relief and who are serving their communities. So in addition to serving Milwaukee, we now are across the state of Wisconsin and working with independent organizations that serve not only urban but rural communities as well.
If you're just joining us, my guest is Matt King. He is the CEO of Hunger Task Force. You know, sir, it is still, you know, mind-boggling to me that a nation with a burgeoning economy, the most, you always hear people say, we've got the greatest economy in the entire world. But yet there are people who are hungry in it. There are people who don't believe, Matt, that there are people who are hungry in this economy.
Yeah. Well, I think what we've all experienced, over the last 5 years in particular of rising costs has really had an effect on this issue. And so when we have seniors in our community who are living on a fixed income, but the price of everything around them is going up, they end up having to make tough decisions. And they're making decisions about affording their medicine and keeping a roof over their heads. And so a lot of the time, this is how hunger surfaces in our community, is parents making the decision to skip meals so that their children can be fed, or families having to skip meals because they're going to keep the roof over their head first. So it may look different in the United States, but the reality is that for many who are living in poverty or living just, on the edge of poverty, they're one emergency away, one medical emergency, a medical bill, one car repair away from this kind of food insecurity. And so that is also why in the United States, we have the ability to create this safety net. And so the safety net is there to catch people when they fall. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Matt, it is telling that the two demographics that are hurt the most in this are the youngest and the elders who need this the most. It says something that we don't look out for our future or our past. And so if it wasn't for, the Hunger Task Force and all the people who volunteer for you to make it happen, and even the people who make the donations, we're looking now, Matt, at a time when there's talk about cutting the social safety net, meaning probably even cuts coming to your program. What are your thoughts on that?
Right. Yeah, it's very concerning. We know that in the next month, as we head towards a budget reconciliation, there have already been some early proposals that will cut the SNAP program, also known as Food Share in Wisconsin, or food stamps historically. And what we saw during the pandemic, when this program was funded, we actually had record low visits to our food pantry network. And that's because people had the ability to go to the store and to buy the foods that are appropriate for their family. And that's the most dignified way for people to access food, is with money from their jobs and at the grocery store, so they can pick the foods that are healthy and even culturally relevant and comfortable for their family. We saw that during the pandemic when this was funded and food pantry traffic went down. But cuts to SNAP would be devastating. And the other one is school meals. There are some early proposals that will make it more difficult for families to enroll in school meals, will make it more difficult for schools to provide meals. We anticipate that if any of those go through, we are going to see a real pinch on families and families with children in particular.
You know, if you're just joining us, my guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force, and we're going to get into the mobile market that you provide. But before we go there, I just want people to try to wrap their minds around the fact that we throw away more food. I mean, with the amount of food that we throw away in this nation, we could feed the world. And yet, you know, in order to keep the prices artificially high, we throw away food. And so the people who struggle the most amongst us go hungry. And if it wasn't for organizations like Hunger Task Force, let's talk now. And our phone line's open, as always, at 855-752-4842. Let's talk about, you know, the mobile market, what that is, and when it came about, and how many different markets you provide.
Great. Yeah, so the mobile market is essentially a grocery store on wheels that travels through Milwaukee County. It visits neighborhoods and communities that have limited access to fresh and healthy foods. And so some people refer to that as like a food desert. Food deserts are basically neighborhoods that have limited access to affordable food. Typically, a food desert is characterized by a significant portion of the population being low income, living below the poverty line, and having limited transportation. So many different ways to measure that, whether it's the distance to a market, an income threshold, or how you define affordable food. But the key thing to think about is reasonable access to healthy and affordable food.
You know, the short-sightedness of those who, you know, don't agree or don't believe in this program, because if you don't have healthy children, guess what? You're not going to have healthy adults, right? And
yeah, well, that's right.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's absolutely right, Earl. I mean, this is a public health issue. Access to healthy food is a determinant of health, and residents who live in food deserts often have nutritional deficiencies, and that increases their risk of things like diabetes, cardiovascular disease, you know, other health issues.
Which long term really exasperates and puts stress on the health industry. Hang on, Matt. 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force of Milwaukee. You can join us at 855-752-4842. And I want to talk a little bit about the same issues existing in rural America.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down. Get it going slower.
Eyes iSurvey is proven to slow GA progression.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
iSurvey or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. iSurvey can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. iSurvey may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about iSurvey today.
iSurvey gets GA going slower.
Visit iZervay.com. That's iZervay.com.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. My guest is Mr. Matt King. He's the CEO of the Hunger Task Force. So Matt, how do people know, where the trucks are going to be and what is the process?
Yeah, so best place for people to go if they would like to visit the mobile market is to go to hungertaskforce.org. They can also give us a call, 414-777-0483. But hungertaskforce.org has a list of all the current spaces where they can go to visit the mobile market. The mobile market is, as we talked about, basically a grocery store on wheels. We partner with Piggly Wiggly, and so we make sure that it's stocked with dairy, fruits,
fresh fruits and vegetables.
All fresh. That's right. All fresh and all discounted. So what we do is leverage the partnership with Piggly Wiggly as well as donor donations and grants to help make the price lower so that it truly is affordable access to healthy food.
Meats as well.
That's right. And then we also really, we just listen to people in the neighborhood to talk to them about what they'd like to see on the market. As an example, we have a stop that's in a predominantly Muslim community. And so there was a request for halal meats, and we were able to accommodate that request and provide some halal meats as well.
So how many vehicles do you have?
So right now, it's actually one vehicle, Earl, but it makes multiple stops a day. So at this point, we have 35 stops throughout the month. And the discount right now is 25%. So it's 25% off of the store.
So is it through Milwaukee County? Or what is the logistics?
The 35 Yeah, the 35 stops right now are all throughout Milwaukee County.
Wow. So what is the process? What do you have to do? You have to provide something to show that you are in need before you can, you know, participate in this?
No, the mobile market is open to anyone to shop at. There's a 25% discount. People are also able to use their food share benefits or their SNAP resources inside the market as well.
You know, I've seen the market. I've seen it's a huge semi trailer, and really the wrap that you have on it, nobody can mistake what actually is happening with it, right?
Yeah. It's definitely easy to spot. One of the things that we do is we really focus on senior housing, and for local seniors, oftentimes transportation is a huge barrier to accessing healthy food. And they also oftentimes are dealing with limited mobility or disabilities. And so we will pull the mobile market right up outside of a senior housing facility. And so the seniors can just come downstairs and do their shopping.
You know, Matt, if nothing else, I'm so thankful to have had you on this morning. We're going to have to do it again because what you bring is factual information to many people who have been misled to believe that there aren't people struggling and hungry in this nation and that people are hungry because they want to be. You know that conception is out there, right?
Yeah, no one chooses to be hungry, Earl.
No, they really don't. And again, the wealthiest nation on earth, we should have no problem feeding the people of this nation. And really, in many instances, we can feed people of the world. And so it is always great to know that there's an organization like yours that does the work that it does. And so if somebody wants to volunteer for Hunger Task Force, what's the process, sir?
Yeah, we rely upon the support of the community and volunteers in particular. We host 15,000 volunteers on an annual basis, so we literally could not do what we do without the help of volunteers. People can sign up on hungertaskforce.org. You'll find a volunteer, and we really appreciate the support of the community.
Well, I want to thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure, a privilege, and an honor to have you over these airways. You've reached people from across this state. And I'm sure if people have questions, what's the number they can call? And what's the site?
Yeah, they can go to hungertaskforce.org or 414-777-0483. Thanks for having me, Earl.
Well, we got to do it again. I'll make sure we reach out to you.
Let's do it again.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for the hard work. And tell everybody at the Hunger Task Force, we support them 100% civic media. Thank you. All right. 855-752-4842. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. I got some other stuff I want to talk about, but it's still your thing. We can talk about whatever it is you want to talk about on your Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede. The Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction has identified 88 school districts who will have 94 referendum questions on the spring ballot in the upcoming elections. This follows the November 2024 fall ballot, which saw 138 referendum questions across 122 school districts, and the spring 2024 elections, which saw 103 referendum questions across 93 school districts. According to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, 2024 now holds the record for the most school district referenda that went before voters across Wisconsin in a single year at 241, breaking the previous record of 240 set in 1998. Five school districts are among the 88 schools with spring 2025 referendum questions that will appear on the February 18th primary ballot, including Mauston, which is seeking an operational referendum to avoid dissolving as a school district. The 89 remaining questions go to referendum on the spring election ballot, include for school districts such as Baraboo, Cuba City, DeSoto, Dodgeville, New Lisbon, Prairie du Chien, Riverdale, River Valley, Schulzburg, Viroqua, and Weston. The support for a statewide office of violence prevention is gaining ground in Wisconsin. Safety experts and advocates say they're hopeful it will save lives. Governor Tony Evers announced he's directing $10 million to the Office of Violence Prevention. The funds will come from the American Rescue Plan Act. For WRCE 107.7 and AM 1450 News, I'm Tim Thede.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Top Gun fans are hoping for a third film, but actor Miles Teller told Stephen Colbert he has not heard any updates. The Top Gun 2 actor who plays Rooster in the film did tell the talk show host that he has made one demand of the film star's Tom Cruise. If there is a third film, Teller wants some warning so he has time to get in shape. Ideally, 1 month per ab, so a total of 6 months. Rumors that the third film is in development have not been confirmed. Demi Moore is nominated for a Best Actress for her role in The Substance, an impressive achievement for someone who was labeled a popcorn actress years ago by producer. Moore talked about her Golden Globe acceptance speech on the Jimmy Kimmel Live show, where she mentioned the producer's prediction. Kimmel asked her if she thought the producer, who has since passed away, heard her speech. Moore said, "He's probably rolling over in his grave. Revenge is a dish best served when the other person is still alive, but I'm sure it still feels good." For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to the mid to upper 20s for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy with some light snow showers. Not much accumulation, but there could be a dusting. Our low 8 above tomorrow, partly cloudy with a high of 18. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 11.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Mr. Global Matt Randolph is back to talk about the Trump administration policies and how that's affecting us, heating our houses and filling up the gas. Join us.
Mattenair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
play it. Shoot 'em up.
Shoot 'em up. Bang, bang, baby.
All right, welcome to back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. You know, I was wrestling with some things over the weekend. As I was listening to all of these things that are taking place in this nation, and, you know, knowing the history of our nation, and knowing where our nation is positioned, and that we like to always be in front of the world, and we want to make sure that we have a prominent role in it. And so I don't know how you want to lead in things and you don't place humanity first. So here's the definition of humanity. Humanity is the human race, which includes everyone on earth. It's also a word for the qualities that make us human, such as the ability to love and have compassion, be creative, and not be a robot or alien. The word humanity is from the Latin humanitas, for human nature, kindness. Humanity includes all the humans, but it can also refer to the kind of feelings humans often have for each other. But when you talk about humanity, you could just be talking about people as a whole. When people do bad things, it tests your faith in humanity. When people ask for money to help feed starving children, they're appealing to your sense of humanity. Now, I choose to live my life from the perspective of being a part of humanity first. Not that I'm an American, but that I'm a human being first. And all the other nationalities come after that. And so if I'm living from the perspective of humanity first, I feel the pain of my brother. I feel the pain of my sister. Humans, that doesn't matter what language they speak. That doesn't matter what the color of their skin. That doesn't matter their national origin or their religious affiliation. It means all of those people are part of humanity. Why is that such a foreign reality for so many people in this country? I will never understand it. And at 70 years of life, I'll go to my grave and people won't understand the importance of humanity. We run from the definition of that. We act as though that's a foreign word. That's an angry word. You know why? Because we're better than other human beings. We in our souls and in our spirits in this nation have been led to believe that we are better than somebody else. When the truth of the matter is, you're not. It's only in your mind. You cannot be better than another human being. For we got here the same way and we're going to leave the same way. So all of that stuff, I got all this, I got all this money, I got all this wealth. What is it? When your whole life is focused on gaining those things and missing out on what this life is really about. Let me do this before I go to the phone lines. What can U.S. foreign aid accomplish? Let Fred Buerkle explain. Now, we pulled out of the World Health Organization because people say we can't afford it. These other human beings. You don't get to pick what nation you're born in. Right? And so because of the luck of the draw, you're born in a third world nation. Does that mean that as a human being, you shouldn't have the same thing that other human beings have as it relates to being able to live a healthy life on this planet? Since we're only here for a short period of time, 855-752-4842. If I'm in error, 855-752-4842, I'd like to hear your side of the story. But I know I'm not in error because I know that I'm a human being. First, I'm an American. Second, I'm a Black American. Third, but I'm a human being first. So one of Donald Trump's first vengeful acts in his second term as president was to withdraw the U.S. from the World Health Organization, as we've all heard over the last week or so. The first government agency he and Elon Musk have sought to destroy is the U.S. Agency for International Development, better known as USAID. Both organizations are crucial for sustaining global public health. They save millions of lives every year and doing significant work to prevent further collapse into global chaos. Less than 0.5% of our budget goes to that. Strong men like Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping praised the destruction of USAID, as did the leaders of Iran's theocracy. Motivated primarily by USAID's work to promote democracy. In fact, democracy and public health are intimately related. As I've written before, and the autocrats who serve personality disorders and particularly damaging to public health and human rights, as described in 2019 paper by Dr. Frederick Buerkle, who has worked with both the World Health Organization and USAID at high levels to prevent babies from dying. Babies born into the world, not being able to know anything. Human beings, not animals. We care more about animals than we do about human beings in this nation. It's just a fact. Humanity, what is it? Let's go to Brendan from New Jersey. Good morning to you, Brendan. How you doing, man?
Yeah, well, you know, speaking of humans, a bunch of humans are getting kicked out of the Pentagon News Group, and NBC and a couple of other, you know, regular news outlets to be replaced with Bartlett and some other OAN and Newsmax. So, folks, he's creating the state TV network for you out there. Hope you like it. Hope all the my dumbbell friends, you know, that voted for him like state TV because that's what he's building. As far as humanity goes, could you imagine what a guy like Elon Musk could do in this country if he actually had some empathy and had some charity?
He could feed the world, man. You know, he could feed the world. He could save the world, you know. But he has no human core. He has no human core. So what does it gain a man to have and control the world and then have no spirit or no soul? Because the $400 billion that he has won't keep him here 1 second longer than for when his time comes. He can't use his wealth to say when his time comes, when the Grim Reaper knocks on his door, and the Grim Reaper will knock on his door like he does on every human's door, because we all have a time, including Elon Musk. So Brendan, you know, my thing is, he's blinded. He can't see. You know, I talked about the robber barons earlier. He's an extension of the robber barons. And so he lives his life as if, you know, he created himself, and that it doesn't have an end date.
I just wonder what, is going down. You know, the country's become so quick with our disasters. I think about the people in North Carolina and Florida that are still trying to recover from storms of months ago that we've already forgotten about. I sure hope people are still giving canned food and clothes and whatever they can give. I know they were building a lot of small homes for these folks down there. They were prefabs that just popped right up. They were really nice. They had a bathroom, a kitchen in them, a little living area. Gosh, if we could do that for some of our homeless vets and just put them in the right areas, that would be the greatest thing in the world.
Hey, Brendan, a man worth $400 billion could do it himself for pocket change. Do you hear me? That man, if he had any human qualities, he could do that himself. But he doesn't possess any human qualities. You know, it's his greed, man, you know? And you put him along with another greedy man. And then we head down the path that we're heading. Thank you very much for the call, Brendan. I will say to you all, with a church on every corner, a mosque, a synagogue, a temple in our nation, and even all over the world. What is humanity? People go to these houses of worship and they worship. But you can't worship in any of those different edifices where humanity is not talked about as the number one topic of conversation. I don't care, Christian, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, Christian. The number one topic is humanity. And so much as you have not done this unto the least of these my people, you have not also done this unto me. Humanity. That's got to be first. Everything else is second. Never laugh at the man lying on the street, for his shoes just may fit your feet. There's lessons to be learned in all of that, if we're willing to listen. And, you know, what was that? We are the world. We are the children. We are the one to make the world a better place, so let's start giving. Hey, that's real. 855. And we can make it happen. 752-4842. You're tuned into a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
Carmelo Anthony for the Bail Project.
Bad news, you've been arrested. Good news, you're innocent until proven guilty. If you can pay your bail, good news, you go home to wait your trial. If you can't, sorry, you go to jail to wait. But sure, you still presume innocent. But since you can't afford bail, you've lost your freedom. That's not right. And that's why the Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting the in-cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
There are solutions to the rot in the Supreme Court, and it's a congressional binding code of ethics. There are solutions to the corruption. It's a constitutional amendment to declare that money isn't speech and corporations aren't people, and we can do this. These are things that Americans agree on no matter our party. We all know that presidents aren't kings.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
All right, welcome back to what unfortunately is the last few minutes of a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. Let's go right to the phone lines, Bill from O'Connor. Bill, so why is it so hard for human beings? You know, we're only on this planet, and in the twinkling of an eye, we're gone. And so why is it so hard for us to understand why we are here, our purpose, and the difference we can make in the lives of other human beings? Sometimes it's only a kind word, right?
Right. So we have a part of our populace that can't comprehend the word humanitarianism. And if they could, we wouldn't have to be worried about where they're headed. But so many can't. So the next time Gary calls in or CJ, just ask them their definition of humanitarianism. Because I run these leadership groups, Christian leadership. That's a very big word in the divine world, humanitarianism. It means we think of somebody else. We take care of our brothers and sisters. And if we aren't in a position, if we really can't, if we've got nothing to offer, then reach up and we'll help you too. Well, but that's what humanitarianism has to be.
Well, let me say, Bill, we're always in a position to help somebody else because it's not monetary. Sometimes it's just a kind word. A person who's headed, you know, it's such a cruel and unforgiving world, and people are broken. And sometimes all it takes is to see a person who is struggling. And man, a pat on the back. Hey, man, it's going to be all right. It doesn't take money. It doesn't take things. The essence of who we are is not money. It's not things, right? I mean, the recesses of what's in you, in your heart, it gives us all the ability to care and feel. And the essence of who we are is in our hearts, is not in any of the other things.
Absolutely, Earl. I love to use the phrase, when I run into somebody who's got it rough, I'm going to say a prayer for you. And if I can, I'm going to check back and see how you're doing. That alone lifts so many people up to know that somebody out there is caring for them, wants them to end up in a better place. And like you said, it isn't monetary. It's just the act of showing you care about somebody.
You know,
people believe you care, you're headed, I think, on the right direction.
You know, and we have a charge as human beings to uplift our brothers, right? And so uplifting our brothers and sisters mean all of us, humans, not Americans, but human beings. Man, we got to do a better job. And sometimes I know, Bill, this is tough medicine. I'm not saying it to make anybody feel bad. I hope that what I'm attempting to do is to enlighten some people, Bill. That's my whole purpose.
Absolutely, Earl. The more people we help, and I mean this to the people who doubt me, try it. You'll like it. What you receive back is such a feeling. Like working with God Touch Milwaukee and groups like that, those guys make you realize how blessed you are. So try it, people. You'll have a better day.
You know, Bill, I feel like the wealthiest man on earth. Every morning I get a chance to get up, and I wake up every morning. I don't wake myself up, but when I'm given the blessing of waking up, my goal from the time I wake up until the time I lay my head back down is to make a difference in the lives of other human beings. And I'll tell you something, money can't buy it. You could give me Elon Musk money, and it wouldn't make me feel any richer than I am for being a servant. And all of us have the ability to do that, man.
Well, Earl, you do a wonderful job in what you do, and I can say as your friend on the air, I know you're getting her done. I know you are.
Hey Bill, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. So thank everybody who made the show go. I really appreciate it. Could not do it without you. Just keep listening, because I'm going to be joined this week by the Governor Tony Evers, and also the mayor of the city of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, in addition to many others. Tell somebody about this show, because we can't move forward until we tell somebody else. I love you guys listening, but tell somebody else about the Earl Ingram Show. 855-752-4842. Up next, Jane Madnair, Greg Bott, Madnair on air. See you guys. Thank you, Calvin. See you guys on tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There are legal challenges coming up for several of Donald Trump's executive orders and against Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency. ABC's Stephen Portnoy taking a look.
Federal courts have so far blocked the president's order on birthright citizenship and paused efforts to put more than 2,000 USAID workers on leave and have Elon Musk's Doge team accessing the Treasury Department's payment system. Later today, a federal judge in Boston hears arguments over the president's plan to offer buyouts to more than 2 million civilian employees. Federal workers' unions are suing, saying Trump doesn't have the legal authority to extend the offer.
The president flying to the Super Bowl on Sunday, announcing on the way that he has instructed the Treasury Department to stop minting pennies. Three more hostages released by Hamas over the weekend. All three Israelis looking gaunt and malnourished, leading many in Israel to press Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to speed up the ceasefire agreement stipulation so the rest of the hostages can be freed sooner. This is ABC News.